what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. Wow. I still love that opening. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Keck Productions, for that amazing new opening. It actually is a very, very amazing opening, if I do say so myself. Before we go any further, let me introduce my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, today is a very, very somber day for me. I was actually working in Manhattan on 9/11. Thank God I was able to not be there on 9/11 because I was getting my garage door installed. But I knew about 70 people that died that day. And I'd just like to bless Frank Sidoka's family. We love you, Frank. We miss you. And it's been 22 years. And I have quite a story about 9/11. I knew about 70 people that day. And maybe we'll get into a little bit of that today, Shady Groove, as we remember. And we have questions. I still have questions, and it's okay to question. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, sir, it is okay to question. And yes, sir, we are remembering the victims of 9/11. And I know there's a lot of people in our audience that were aware of the things that were going on and behind the scenes that day. And if you've been fighting for a long time and trying to tell your friends the truth and trying to wake people up about it, well, let me tell you something, guys. We are on the road to the truth coming out. That is what this road that we're all on here with the Q dissemination project, with Donald Trump, with getting Donald Trump reelected. That's the road we're on to get to the bottom of all of this stuff, to get to the truth of it. And I definitely want to tip my hat today in honor of all the victims of 9/11, as well as the families of the victims of 9/11 who have been railroaded by the government here in America, lied to, lied against, smeared in the press. All kinds of nasty things happen to a lot of them because they're trying to get to the truth. But similar things happen to the MG Show. We try to get to the truth and people flip out a little bit, Jeff, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah. It's crazy what's happening over on Twitter. It kind of feels like good old times, but now we know who they are. Actually, we've actually talked to them. We know who they are. When you ask a question, you get lambasted. And that is not how America works. That's how it works in a communist country, Shady.
Yeah, dictatorships run that way. That's correct.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave you guys with a question to ask. Who is General Misha? M-I-S-H-A. Go ahead and do some digging. You might be surprised. But with that, Shady Groove, we are actually sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. Again, thank you to the audience. Thank you guys for ordering your Field of Greens at MG Show using that code at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com using MG Show. That code will get you 15% off, and you'll get your five to six cups of fruits and vegetables every day. You will reboost your metabolism. You will get out there and walk around and run around and maybe go to the gym, because we need you healthy. We need your vote in 2024, guys. We need everybody to be healthy. We need everybody to work on themselves, inflect. And Field of Greens gets you into that healthy mindset, Shady Groove. If you go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, keep up what you're doing. Oh, my gosh. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. If the doctor does not say that, you can get your money back. It's the only company that will give you your money back if you're not satisfied. However, we know that you're going to be satisfied. Fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MGSHOW, and it'll help this show out a lot, and it'll keep you healthy. I mean, we care about you guys. We care about everybody that is watching and listening to us today on multiple platforms. God bless you all.
Yes, and we are very thankful for Field of Greens, and a healthy patriot is exactly what the deep state does not want to occur. To start thinking about yourself and to put yourself at the center of the story. Unfortunately, a lot of patriots give themselves away to other people, and they forget to put themselves at the center of their story. We need you healthy so that you can amplify the message more thoroughly.
Yeah, and we're going to roll that beautiful boom footage, and we'll be right back.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
And welcome back to the MG Show, where we are remembering 9/11 today. Shady, I was kind of getting into my story, you know. So I worked at One Penn Plaza on the 43rd floor. I had many people, you know, in the building. I was the manager of, you know, the Liberty District, we called it. And we were able to get technology out. Technology out, you know, to a lot of people that needed it, you know, after it was destroyed. I sold Cisco systems very effectively. We did Lehman Brothers. I did Cantor Fitzgerald. I knew a lot of people at Cantor. My neighbor, Frank Sadoka, was two doors away. And on Sunday, I was coming home with some groceries at a house that I owned in Long Island. And he's like, hey, Jeff, I hope you got some beer in there. And I said, oh, Frank, I sure do. Come on over if you want a little bit later on. and he had two beautiful daughters. And even before I had Abby, they were so sweet. They'd come over and say, hey, can Jeff come out and play? And, you know, we'd ride our bikes with her dad and the kids. And they were wonderful children. I just hope and pray that they're doing well today. And Nancy, the widow, he was working at the Chrysler building normally. And it's Frank Sadoka, S-O-S-O-D-S-A-D-O-C-H-A, I believe. And he was training somebody at Cantor Fitzgerald, and he didn't come back. Tuesday night, we moved his truck around the corner so the kids wouldn't see. We were hoping and praying, and he lost his life. And that was the closest one to me. And then there's about 70 others, business and professionally, that I knew. I just stopped counting, guys, and it was sad. And, you know, we had questions then. We had questions back then, and we still have questions today. And then I also worked at another company called HarvardNet. HarvardNet was a DSL company and data center. They had a data center in the Hood Milk Factory. The Hood Milk Factory is in, you know, in Boston, and they had a huge data center in there. They were also building a 55,000 square foot data center in Manhattan at the Sterrett Lehigh building. The project manager got killed. He was fishing and had a severe heart attack and was murdered or killed or whatever. And we never got the go-ahead from the power company to launch. It was always delayed. It was never, you know, like there's a bolt needs to be moved over, you know, a micro inch, you know, or whatever. So they never approved it. But on 9/11, that data center was taken over by the federal authorities. So was HarvardNet, you know, doing that for that day? Today, it's ICE. I believe it's ICE that owns that data center. It's in the Sterrett Lehigh building in Manhattan. Martha Stewart is also there as well in that building. It was an old printing building, printing press building. So it's just very interesting, you know, to, I've always had questions. I had an altar, you know, back in the day. I did a video. It went viral, over 14 million views. And it was my rendition, you know, of video of people falling and dropping and all that. It was disgusting. And it's sad to this day. It's very hard for me to talk about because of all the people that I know. My friend who worked there said it sounded like kettle drums, the people that jumped and fell to their deaths. It sounded like kettle drums, he was saying, and just unbelievable. A friend of mine who lived in Staten Island, his brother worked in one of the towers, and they were telling him to stay in place, don't move. He actually literally physically knocked him out, like punched him and knocked him out, and saved the whole office from being murdered that day. There's a lot of heroes that we don't know about. There's a lot of heroes that were there that day that got people out of there, you know, and when they're telling them to sit and stay in place. You know, there's unnamed heroes that we are remembering today, and there are also the named heroes. And, you know, we still have questions about 9/11, and that's okay, because we haven't really gotten a straight answer, Shady.
Man, I'm telling you, I really appreciate you sharing that with all of us, Jeff. You and I have become such great friends over the years, and to see what we've been watching go on for the last 5 years, you know, a big part of our motivation is justice, and a big part of our motivation is justice for the people who did this. And, you know, my experience around 9/11 was interesting because, you know, after it had all happened, we started seeing all these inconsistencies. And amongst the people that were around me, they were very frustrated with me that I was somehow almost perceiving me that I was being dismissive of the event, or somehow encouraging terrorism by saying that it wasn't Osama bin Laden, and all of these different things that people were very, you know, so raw. The emotions were so raw in the country, you know. I mean, and George W. Bush, you know, came up there and he spoke. And even though I'm no George W. Bush fan, we did come together as a country on that day. We did. And the Democrats and the Republicans, they put down their swords and knives for a small amount of time, and we started working together. Unfortunately, the people that were at the top of government and the top of government officials at that time took very gross advantage of not only the situation to perpetrate 9/11, but also the situation of everybody's fallout and your emotional response and how everybody felt. And so they took advantage of that as well, clouding the investigation throwing sand in the face of the investigation and all these things. You know, if talking about the conspiracy of it isn't deflating or deflecting from the significance of the people who died there. Many of these different things get conflated like that. And the truth is what will set America free, and understanding the cooperation that the military and the intel agencies and the government had at that time is part of the track that we've all been on here. This is the justice that we want.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to real quick, just Danny, he calls me every now and again. When 9/11 happened, we with Cisco Systems had an emergency center so we can get people back up and people around the city. And I walked down to One Liberty to get some routers and switches out of that building. You know, when it was still cordoned off, it was so surreal, guys. You're walking in all the dust. There's no way, you know, they found a passport. There's no way, guys. I mean, just logic tells you that it's BS. So after 9/11, I had to fire 40 people on delivery and service and pre-sales and sales. I had to fire 40 people. I actually fired Danny Breen, and I had him on a plan, and he was about ready to do a huge deal with a large company. And I called the president, the CEO of the company, and I said, look, I want to bring back Danny Breen. He's like, do you put your reputation on the line? And I said, yes. And Danny lost his fiance. He dropped her off that morning, never saw her again. And I'm sitting here having to fire him. And today he's still the number one salesperson in the company.
Wow.
God bless.
Wow. Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah. So just wanted to kind of tell you some of the stories with me, you know, and here's one more. Michelle Marfeo was a Cisco representative, and she had Cantor Fitzgerald, and I did a lot of work with her. And she was on top of the building. She went up the roof access, they're on the roof, and the Cisco paging system, she was paging everybody. Where are the helicopters? The smoke is so bad. The roof is getting hot. My shoes are starting to melt to the roof. And that was, you know, such a sad day for me. And I that's why it's like, this is not a great day. And I'm opening it up to you guys to understand, let you understand, you know, this is part of the reason why all I want is the truth, Shady, nothing more. And I want justice.
Yes. Yes. And that is our fight, you know, and we have to pull back every once in a while and realize that, you know, there is no personality that is higher than the truth. There is no one person that is more valuable than the truth. Any person who represents government or any person who is in government is subjecting themselves to the scrutiny of non-corruption by the people. And what we have here is we have a government of corruption. The government is corrupt. Every aspect of it is corrupt. And all the people that are in it that get hijacked or captured, maybe they're good people going in, but they get captured by it and then they just go along with it. The Q movement, there's a very specific reason that Q didn't post any type of flag, okay, everybody? Because it's the American flag. Okay, now you've got all these other people out there, all these other movements with their flags, right? You got the Antifa flag, you got the BLM flag, you got the LGBTQ flag, you've got a Ghost Army flag. Guys, these people are taking flags and putting them in the place of the American flag. We need the American flag, not all these other divisive comments and equity and all this nonsense. That is stemming from what they started on 9/11, guys.
Yeah. And if INSCOM or any other intel agency is doing any psyops on the American people, it is unconstitutional. You're hereby put on notice.
Exactly right, Jeff.
Shady Groove, I want to play Donald J. Trump's address today that he posted on True Social. We will never forget.
Who lived through the horror of the September 11th terrorist attacks can ever forget the agony and the anguish of that terrible day. It was a terrible day. The images of dark plumes of smoke billowing over Lower Manhattan, the Pentagon, and a field of Pennsylvania, such a beautiful field, are seared into our minds forever. We will never forget. Today, on this solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago, leaving a void that can never be filled, can never be filled. No matter what happens, it can never be filled. We will say a prayer for each of the beautiful families they left behind, whose pain is beyond comprehension. What they've gone through is not even believable. We honor the firefighters, the great New York PD, Police Department. What great people they are. They are so great. And the Port Authority officers, the Virginia, D.C., and Pentagon police, and the military service members and other first responders, actually all over the country. They acted with supreme heroism, and they went to the site of the most heinous crime. They would leave other states far away and go to the World Trade Center site, the Pentagon. They'd go to Pennsylvania. When many cases gave their lives in the line of duty, God bless the memory of all of those who perished in the 9/11 attacks. We will never, ever forget. We will never forget you. We love you. God bless their families and God bless America. Thank you.
We will never forget. Text Trump to 88022. Text Trump to 88022. Donate to him today. DonaldJTrump.com if you also want to do that as well. Shady, you know, I found it very... The sound was still on. I find it very interesting as well, guys, that Donald J. Trump wrote a book that came out in 2000, and he actually predicted 9/11 as well. Did you hear about that, Shady?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Check it out.
BuzzFeed dug up an old quote from Donald Trump talking about a large-scale terror attack 19 months before 9/11. In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Trump wrote, "I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the 1993 Trade Center look like little kids playing with firecrackers." Trump also mentioned the mastermind of the attack, writing, quote, "One day, we're told that a shadowy figure with no fixed address named Osama bin Laden is public enemy number one, and U.S. jet fighters lay waste to his camp in Afghanistan. He escapes back under some rock, and a few news cycles later, it's onto a new enemy and a new crisis."
Trump. Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Is this really Trump before 9/11? Have you read this?
It's 2000 in his book.
Are we making this? Somebody, did you make this up, Mika?
Nick.
I did.
Did you make this up?
Yeah, Nick, tell us it's over, right?
Because will you stop?
About everything.
Mika, stop. God.
I don't think it's over.
What's that? What's the rage here? Will you stop?
No, it's cute. I think it's cute.
Well, go for it. Really quickly, though. I mean, so Willie, that was...
2000.
In a book he wrote in the year 2000.
Yeah. Well, it was published in 2000. He could have written in 1999. For
exactly. He might have been a bit more precious.
So he predicted the attacks from...
Wow. And meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden kissing the wreath of no name, a.k.a. John McCain, and heading into Alaska. Never before in the history of the United States has a president never been to the 9/11 memorial, Shady.
I know. It's staggering. I think that they're afraid that he's going to say something extraordinarily stupid and they can't actually risk that. But I find that clip from Mika and Joe, they're very interesting. If you guys, you know, paying attention to go back to 1993, the operators that were set up the explosives in World Trade Center back in 1993 were connected to the same network that pulled off what happened in 2001. And it seems like from those comments there, Mr. Trump may have already known what was in the barrel.
Yeah. And it was actually leaked out on Morning Joe, believe it or not. I mean, how can you make this up? It's crazy, Shady. And, you know, when 2016, Donald Trump says, "Now that George Bush is campaigning for Jeb, is he fair game for questions about the World Trade Center, Iraq War, and eco collapse? Careful." And I added this picture, of course. That was hanging in Epstein. Well, isn't that Epstein's? Yeah.
Yes, that's Epstein's picture hanging there of George W. Bush. And, you know, it's very interesting what we're seeing right now, because what did we just see, Jeff? What did we just see last week? Over the last 6 months? Four indictments. Four indictments to an ex-president for quote-unquote crimes. Boy, I mean, if we're talking about indicting past presidents for crimes, we sure do have a lot on the other side of the aisle as far as the Uniparty is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to play this. This was on Fox today. It's Never Forget footage, Shady Groove. Let's take a look and let's please pray for everybody that is affected by this. And you know what? That's everybody in the United States of America. Due to the Patriot Act, Shady, it removes seven of our rights, Shady Groove, essentially. Yep. It is, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to this country. Basically turning it into a socialist, communist country, Shady Groove.
Almost like they planned on it.
Deciding among about 250 candidates for mayor, city council, and assorted other positions.
American 11, climb maintain available 350. American 11, Boston. American 11, if you hit Boston Center, ident.
There's also a clip, too, that may not be in here, but they asked if this was real world or exercise. There was exercises happening in the air that day as well for the same scenario.
Is that American 11 trying to call?
Buddy, we have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
15 Southwest, the going to Hampton,
climbing right now.
American 11, are you trying to call?
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
838?
Yes.
Have you guys heard anything from American?
No.
Okay, we think there might be somebody in the cockpit right now taking it over.
We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York. So we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise manifest.
Boy, notice on battle station.
Air post up.
There's a Huntress with an active air defense scramble for Panta 4546. Time 1246. Authenticate. Delta X-ray. Scramble immediately.
Hey, Drake on American 11. 767 possible hijack. We believe he's on the descent.
We have a very tragic alert for you right now. An incredible plane crash into the World Trade Center here at the lower tip of Manhattan.
It's believed a 737 has crashed into this speculation at this point, but at least three floors taken out, crashed into the side of the building. Joining us right now, one of the producers with Fox Report, Owen Mugen on the scene. Owen, what do you know? What do you see? Where are you?
Yeah, Brian, I'm on the roof of my building, which is about five blocks to the south of the World Trade Center. I'm looking right now at the World Trade Center. There's a massive gaping hole on the second tower. It's about 15 stories from the roof. It's just unbelievable to look at.
It looks like something out of a movie. There is a huge hole in the side of tower number one.
I just cannot believe this is happening.
We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building.
It looked like it was intentional. More units going into the box. It could be a terrorist attack.
Roll every available ambulance you got to this position.
You can see emergency vehicles carrying to the south and the west side highway heading towards the scene. There are tons of people in the streets. There are papers, things fluttering out. I can't see any evidence of what it was that could have crashed. All I can see is that this massive
gaping hole with tons of black smoke going out, falling out of the building.
We have several injured people on West Street here.
We can report floor number 106. Numerous people trapped. Floor number 106.
All right, Division 1, be advised, Battalion 2 advised, you have jumpers from the World Trade Center, okay.
Oh my God!
The plane obviously went in on one side and came out the other. There's debris all over the Burles ground
broke
down
through
below.
One part.
Yeah, exactly. And as you can see, it affects perhaps 10 floors.
Yes.
Of the World Trade Center building. It is over 100 stories tall.
This time of morning is when people pour into that building, and it's usually next to full.
We've got to also remember, this is near the Financial District on the tip of Manhattan. There are so many people at this hour who are in that neighborhood. They've got all the police and the fire department and the emergency technicians are headed to that area. This is horrible.
All we can do is stare aghast at these pictures at this point. You are looking at the north building of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in Manhattan. These are coming to you live now. Debris raining down from 110 floors up. As you can see, this is a clear blue sky day in Manhattan. If this was an accident, it would be a needle in a haystack kind of accident. Our Wendell Goler is traveling with the president.
John, the president is here promoting a reading initiative on the second day of a two-day trip to Florida.
Air 175, recycle your transponder, score code of 1470. United 175, New York. United 175, do you read New York? I can't get a hold of United 175 at all right now. And I don't know where he went to.
Can you see a guy at about 4,000 feet, about 5 East Airport right now? Looks like he's...
Yeah, hi, Sam.
Do you see a guy... Look, is he descending for the building also?
He's descending really quick, too, yeah.
Well, that's
2,500 feet now. I just dropped 800 feet in like one sweep.
There was another one. We just saw another one. We just saw another one apparently go. Another plane just flew into the second tower.
3-6 of Manhattan, urgent. You have a second plane into the other tower of the tower of the Trade Center. Major fire.
Crawford David, Marine 6 advising a second plane into the World Trade Center. Okay.
3-6 at the other tower.
This has to be deliberate, folks. We just saw on live television as a second plane flew into the second tower of the World Trade Center. Now, given what has been going on around the world, some of the key suspects come to mind. Osama bin Laden. Eric Sean is with us.
Well, first, I apologize for being out of breath because I was walking down Fifth Avenue, which is close to our studios, and I heard a jet flying low, unusually low over Fifth Avenue, and it made a right toward the building.
This is clearly deliberate.
That chilling, horrible scene that we just saw, I think, is attack, not just in the World Trade Center, but at the very soul and the very heart of our nation, John.
It is a tragedy. It is abhorrent. It is disgusting.
Obviously, it takes a lot of training and expertise to fly a complicated, sophisticated aircraft. These are not little Cessnas and little Pipers. So you have to wonder what was going on in the cockpit.
Let's bring in David Lee Miller, our correspondent. David Lee, what can you tell us?
Good morning, John. I'm a few blocks from the World Trade Center right now. As you would expect, all the roadways are pretty much cut off. The only way to get near the buildings is on foot right now. The scene is absolutely a horrific one. You have people streaming out of the area. You've got people literally in tears and shock.
Harvey Kushner is on the line with us. He's a frequent guest of ours and a terrorism expert. Harvey, is it too early to speculate?
You look outside the Fox studios, look how clear it is. I mean, how could you miss the trade towers?
Right.
I mean, not just one, but two planes? No matter how this turns out, this is going to be a day that's going to live in infamy. And, you know, it's going to cause changes in terms of security like this country has never seen before.
Let me bring into the conversation David Asman, my colleague.
Yes, John Scott.
David, what can you tell us?
I just want to give you some late breaking information. All of Manhattan has been sealed off. The Hudson River bridges and the tunnels have been sealed. So Manhattan is in a lockdown. One can only guess that the U.S. Armed Forces is now in a state of high alert. We are a city under siege right now, and the United States of America is warding off any further terrorist threats on the city of Manhattan.
The city is closed. We cannot leave the city.
You got United 93?
United 93.
Descended.
Green Patterson did not.
What's that?
I just saying it looked like he descended there.
I don't think so. United 93 verify 350. United 93 verify your deployable 350. United 93, Cleveland. United 93, if you're at Cleveland Center, ident, please.
President Bush is about to speak. He's in Florida. That was what was supposed to be a joyous event at an elementary school. Let's listen in.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
You just got to wonder what reaction happens next. Let's find out from a former special agent of the FBI. This is Joseph Contamessa. Can the federal government simply shut down the airspace and keep all airplanes on the ground?
Well, of course, any legitimate aircraft can be controlled totally through the FAA and the various control centers and towers. However, a hijacked aircraft that is under control of...
I want to interrupt you for just a minute. The White House is being evacuated. That comes to us from one of our Fox producers in Washington. The White House is being evacuated. The Pentagon as well.
Everybody back. Everybody back.
Now let's go. Move it out.
I don't want to incite any undue panic, but there is a report only, of another aircraft that has crashed. David Asman is joining us from Fox Central. David, what do you have?
John, we are hearing right now of another explosion that has taken place at the Pentagon. We have the heart of the financial district of America being attacked. Now we understand that there is an explosion, there has been an explosion in the Pentagon, the heart of the military command center of the United States of America, John. It can't get much worse than this. Let's hope.
It has happened again. Another large airliner, perhaps hijacked, perhaps part of some widespread plan, apparently slamming into at least the area around the Pentagon.
Is the captain, I would like to always remain seated. We are on board and we are going to back to the airport and we have our demand, so please remain quiet.
Okay, it's United 93 calling. United 93, understand you have a bomb on board, go ahead. Executive 956, did you understand that transmission?
Affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
That aircraft you can't get a hold of, has he turned to the east now? He's just turned to the east also. United 93, you're here at Cleveland Center. We just lost the target on that aircraft.
We now understand that the Federal Aviation Administration is shutting down all airport airline takeoffs nationwide. Planes that are in the air right now are going to be diverted to the closest airport as soon as possible, because in a situation like this, the authorities don't know where the next one might come from.
Explosion. Everyone's running in the other direction. We're on Church Street. We're not sure what happened. There's been a huge explosion. Everyone's running for their lives, literally. Police, media. I see a woman pushing a baby carriage. It's unclear what happened, if the tower collapsed or what, but I think we better get out of this mess, dude. I think we better get out of this. Here comes the smoke.
Help! Help me, Jesus!
Can anybody hear me? I'm a civilian. I'm trapped inside one of the fire trucks underneath the collapse that just happened.
Stand by, there's people close to you.
I can't breathe much longer. Save me!
We're setting up
Is still with us. David, what can you tell us?
John, the scene is horrific. One of the two towers literally collapsed. There was debris falling. People within the entire perimeter began literally, including myself, which is why I'm out of breath, to run for our lives.
It appears that the building simply collapsed of its own weight, that there was so much damage from the heat of the fire. The steel will melt. That was the building that was hit by the second plane. That plane seemed to come in at a lower altitude. It hit the building lower down, and there was that tremendous fireball. So the damage to the building came at a point where there is much more weight on top of it, and those steel girders, strong as they are, had a lot of weight to support, and apparently, I'm not a structural engineer, but I'm just guessing now that they gave way. The loss of life here is going to be enormous.
May God help those who are there, and the victims and their families, and all the souls that are lost today.
Rick Leventhal once again with our producer Carlos Van Meek is in lower Manhattan. You cannot even see the sky there because of the soot, the ash, the crumbled concrete that is continuing to rain down.
This is Church Street. It looks like a snowstorm hit. There's thick ash on the ground. Lots of it. Pandemonium here. How you doing, sir?
A little shook up. I went through Tet in Vietnam, and I never seen anything like this. It's unbelievable.
How close were you to the building when this
happened? I was in front of the door of 5 World Trade Center, evacuating the people out of the building. We got a lot out, and then it just blew. You couldn't move because you couldn't see. It was ash and smoke. I couldn't see because my eyes and my mouth were full. Because as soon as we heard the explosion, we ran out of New York State Supreme Court, jumped on our jury bus.
Back it up! Back it up! Back it up!
All right, here we go again. Here we go again. I don't know what's going on, but this, the second building is collapsing, I believe.
The other tower just collapsed. We need to collapse. We need to collapse.
Urgent. 289 to Manhattan. Urgent.
The World Trade Center's collapsed. Building 2 has collapsed. Okay.
Urgent. Urgent.
In the corner. Okay.
Everybody get out. We had a collapse of the second tower. Everybody's running from the city's
It is hard to describe, folks. The pictures show what has happened in lower Manhattan, but we don't have a handle yet on the devastation. The World Trade Center has collapsed, and the casualty figure we cannot even begin to guess at this point.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land? Because we have confirmation.
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yeah,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Authorities at the Somerset County Airport confirm a large plane crash about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. You've got to assume that it's related to all of these goings on.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
So, it's a little bit about what happened. You know, we're going to be leaving Brighton.tv here in a minute. We've got much more to go. We've got, you know, Building 7, the Pentagon. And we're going to, you know, talk about that as well, Shady. But that was a very good, you know, memorial. But remember, they use this as mind control. This was a traumatic event for all citizens of the United States and overseas. This is a trauma event. And this is, you know, the reinforcement of that trauma. They use 9/11 all the time. They compared 9/11, Pearl Harbor, to January 6th. That is a mind control trigger. They're trying to use a trigger within your psyche that they've implanted in there from this crime of the century, Shady Groove.
100% correct. Very hard to watch, everybody, but it's important for each of us to pay attention to this, because I think that now that you've had 5 years since Donald Trump to watch the operations that happen within the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA. You've had 5 years to watch the way that they operate, haven't you? And what have you now realized about the way they operate? That everything that they do is about covering up and preventing the truth from finding the people.